Well, Iraq's Supreme Federal Court ruled this week that no region can secede, a clear message to the Kurds who voted for independence in September. Iraq's Kurdistan region for years has been seen as the most stable and prosperous part of Iraq, the region that flourished under a U.S. no-fly zone in the 90s, more recently expanded its territory after Kurdish forces stood up to ISIS. Then came that referendum on independence. NPR's Jane Arraf reports from Erbil.
There were hundreds of people gathered outside parliament the day after Kurdish President Masoud Barzani resigned last month. They were distraught. Demonstrators couldn't imagine a Kurdistan region without the man who has led it for the past 12 years. Barzani stepped down after pushing through a vote for Kurdish independence when the U.S. and his other allies had warned him not to. Iraq retaliated by retaking territory from the Kurds. Diana Hussein is a Syrian Kurdish refugee. She skipped a high school exam to join the rally. To her, Barzani is a father figure.
We just want Masoud Barzani. He's our president. He's our dad. We will die for Masoud Barzani, for Kurdistan.
She starts to cry.
No one hear us. We're going to die without him.
Syria also has a large Kurdish population. A lot of them revere Barzani because he sent his forces to fight for Syrian Kurdish cities. To many Kurds, this is an existential crisis. Not just the end for now of their dreams of independence, but a fear that Iraqi forces won't stop until they reach the Kurdish capital. They've already taken the city of Kirkuk and oil fields. Iraqi forces have taken over border crossings with Turkey and Syria the Kurds have controlled since the 1990s. And their economy is in tatters.
This was our plan to revitalize the economy in Kurdistan.
Qubad Talabani is the deputy prime minister of the Kurdistan region. He's sitting in his office with a flowchart behind him. Before the referendum, he was trying to reform the Kurdish economy. But now there's almost no money coming in at all. They can't even pay salaries. And the Iraqi government has made clear that it holds almost all the cards.
We've lost territory. We've lost strategic assets, oil assets, and we've also, for now, lost some of the support that we had from the international community. Now, we're hoping that that part is temporary.
Talabani, for years, was the Kurdish government's representative in Washington. The Kurdish leadership, in holding the vote, gambled the U.S. would feel it owed the Kurds after their fighters fought and died battling ISIS. But it proved more important to the United States that Iraq stay intact.
And this question brought together an unbelievable alliance: Iraq, Iran, Turkey, the UN, the EU, the Arab League, the US, the UK, France, Germany. It brought all of these countries together in opposition.
Talabani wasn't the strongest supporter of the referendum, but he didn't publicly oppose it. Now he's trying to pick up the pieces. He says they want to talk to the Iraqi government. But Baghdad has made clear it will continue to squeeze the Kurds. And it's not picking up the phone. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Erbil.